Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians and the New York Yankees wrap up this four-game series as the Yankees jumped on Danny Salazar early yesterday. And Tito, he had good stuff later in the ball game, but unfortunately the damage was done. And another example of, I guess, if you're not locked in from pitch one here, you can really get hurt quick, can't you?
You know, Jaime, I think you kind of said it just about appropriately. I mean, he gave up the two homers early, and it's not – that's going to happen sometimes. We get that. But, you know, we also saw where they hit the comebacker, which would have been huge. Doesn't check the runner, doesn't move his feet. We end up getting nobody out. And that was probably a microcosm of maybe the day. And that – you know, we feel like Danny's come so far, that shouldn't happen. And I think he understands that. I really do. And hopefully it's just a hiccup because, again, he is a rather inexperienced pitcher, and he's come so far. So you don't want to ever let a 1-5-inning stint mar that, and it shouldn't. But also want him to learn from that when those types of things happen.
Well, the one thing we've seen in playing the Yankees, and you've already won the season series, is that when you get good, dominant starting pitching and you can get ahead of them early, it seems like, and that maybe sounds like a simplistic approach, but if you get ahead of them early and don't have to play catch-up, they're a different ball club.
Well, and I would say for the most part, Hammy, that's true with everybody. But, you know, the back end of their bullpen is so dominant that if you can stay away from, again, their whole bullpen's good, but if you can stay away from Betances and Miller, certainly helps. And if you start getting them where they're playing from behind and they're trying to hit home runs as opposed to letting the game come to them like they did yesterday, it's really different. But, I mean, they're a handful, especially in this ballpark. You know, everybody that comes up to the plate is a real threat. And if you make a mistake, as we saw yesterday, they can hit it, you know, a long way.
I don't know how the game – we'll never know how the game might have changed, but obviously there was a brutal call at second base when – it should have had bases loaded for the Indians, and I don't know, was it in the neighborhood and they felt like it couldn't be challenged? Obviously, you didn't agree because you were kicked out. Any explanation here today?
Well, I'll give you the best explanation I can. You know, when it happened, you know, Joe Girardi went out to check the play at first. So I wanted to give him time to do that, and it also gave us time to kind of look at it. And so I went out and went to the home plate umpire, checked with him, went to Dan at second, and he explained what he had. And I said, Dan, I said, here's what I got. He was off the bag, and it wasn't the neighborhood play. The throw took him off. So they immediately gathered as a group, which I appreciated. That's good. Then they came back to me and explained that he said, we have three things we have to look for. One is the throw has to be a good throw, and he goes, we deemed it a good throw. He said the fielder has to have come off the bag, and he didn't. And third, the runner we felt was starting his slide and was impacting the play. And I said, Dan, I said, I can't tell you I disagree with all three of those. And that's when it kind of spun out of control because all I wanted him to do, we have the ability to go check, because I'd seen it already, and I knew he was wrong. And at that time of the game, again, you don't know how the game's going to end up, but I desperately wanted Carlos to hit with bases loaded and one out. And you just hate to, when you have the ability to fix it, to not. And so that was really bothering me.
Well, that, I guess I just don't understand. Why wouldn't they just go review it? Why is that so difficult?
And again, that's probably the big source of my frustration yesterday was, why not? We have the ability to, if they actually went and decided that they were right, okay. Probably would have still been mad, but what the heck are you going to do? I just felt this was fixable, and they didn't, and I was very frustrated with that.
Well, fixable. Trevor Bauer, he's been fixable. He's had his peaks and valleys. What's going on now that you can somehow get him turned around?
Well, I thought he had a good week. I think Mickey and he really had some heart-to-hearts, which is good. And I think, you know, again, I don't know if you always just press a button and fix everything, but hopefully he'll go out there and, you know, like the first time he gives up a hit or whatever, it's not kind of snowballing or, you know, here we go again. And, you know, because the Trevor that we've kind of known, yeah, there's some stubbornness, sure. But there's also a guy that'll compete and not give in, things like that. And so we got to get back to being that hard nose on the mound, and then we can go from there.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and Yankees on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Monday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute is brought to you by DraftKings.com. Not very often do you go to Fenway Park, Yankee Stadium, followed by Wrigley Field. Even though it's the new Yankee Stadium, you're talking about three of the cathedrals in baseball, aren't you?
Yeah, how about that? And we're going to play three games in three separate cities in 3 days. You don't see that happen very often either. This is a unique, obviously, we're on a long trip to begin with, and now to go to Chicago for one day. But you know what? We got a day off coming up. We've got a couple days coming up. So we're okay. I wish Lester wasn't pitching, but we have Kluber. So it'll be a quick in and out. Hopefully we'll play a clean game, get a win, and get the heck out of there.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.